We thank God for all that he's done for us and the many prayers that he's answered in our lives. But today, let's talk about the new beginning as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. See, God is a God of new beginnings. We get every chance to turn our lives toward God. And the Lord is passionate and is willing to give us a new beginning, a new start. Christ Jesus has opened a door for us to come and have life in him without any cost. All we have to do is accept the offer from God the Father through Christ Jesus. Like many offers, there are requirements. There are conditions that have to be met for the offer to remain in good standing. The offer is the beginning. Then it is fulfilled through God's promises for all who come to receive and walk in his Son. See, we have to see God's plan as it unfolds before our eyes. God created heaven and earth. It was formless and empty, and darkness covered the surface, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. Then God established light, separating light from darkness, creating a new beginning for mankind. See, when God creates a new beginning, he does two things. He establishes an agreement with those he provides a new beginning for, and he gives a sign that God has indeed done this. When God created a new beginning with Noah, he created a covenant, and then he used a rainbow as a sign of this beginning. See, when God cause a new beginning, he establishes it. He brings us in and plants us as an inheritance. Then he makes a place where he dwell and watch over us. See, what God established with his hands, he does so it can last forever. And many of us try to create a new beginning for ourselves. But only Christ can give us a beginning that will last. He's the first and the last. Apart from him, there is no new beginning. See, the Lord establishes him, and he establishes what is to come. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 to 7. See, the Father, through Christ, establishes everything. And there is nothing we need to establish for ourselves. God does the work. Christ is the architect of God's work. And you and I are the recipient of God's work. So we must understand that it is God who's given us a new beginning. It is God that gives us a fresh start. Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 to 7 says, this is what the Lord says, Israel, King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty, I am the first and the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it, let him declare it, and lay out before me what is to happen since I established my ancient people and what is to come. Yes, let him foretell what will come. See, only God can do that. And you and I have to get this in our mind and understand it is God and through Christ Jesus that gives us a new beginning, that establishes us in God. See, everything begins with God. Everything is established by God, and everything will end with God. Therefore, let us submit ourselves to what God establishes. See, no authority exists without God doing it. It may be established for our good, or it may be established because we turn away from God, and therefore it comes against us. See, every beginning is established by God. All life and earth was established by God. See, God established the law. No one can set it aside. No one can take it away. See, not one promise of God can be removed. God promised if we love him and live right, no one can take us away. It was established by God, and no one can change it. Glory to God. You and I, when we come to Christ Jesus, we've been established by God. We have a new beginning. See, from the beginning, God chose us to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, through the belief in God's truth. He called us through the gospel and gave us a new beginning so we might share in the glory of the Lord. So we can reach maturity and enter into God's kingdom. God has called us into a new beginning with him. He called us so we could be saved, so we could live holy. See, God established a new beginning for us, not because of anything we've done, but so we can understand his purpose and the grace given to us. See, grace was established from the giving through Christ Jesus. We experience abundance grace in our lives. See, Christ destroyed death so you and I can have a new beginning with God. This is not new knowledge to many of us, but it is a reminder that we have been firmly established in God's truth, Word, Son, and Spirit. Let this refresh our memory of what God has done in establishing us. This world is not our home. This body is temporary. We can't set aside what God has established for things of this world. We must always remember our beginning with God and work to remain true to the beginning God gave us, remaining true what God has established in us. God promised us that from the beginning, he will fulfill everything. He will fulfill all his promises. If we remain in his love and seek holiness, we will receive eternal life in God. See, Christ Jesus came and said, "It is done." He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And to those who are thirsty, the Lord will give a new beginning without cost. They will drink from living water and live. He who overcomes will inherit this, and he will be our God, and we will be his people. See, God gave each one of us a new beginning the day we came to the altar and confessed our sin. See, the day we repented, the day we was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the day we accepted God. And we must remain established in the Lord, for he is coming again. There will be a new beginning again, a new heaven and a new earth for all the children of God. Maybe you have an upbringing much like mine. I can count the number of times my parents had to give me a new beginning, a fresh start. See, time after time, I sought a new start, asking for another chance. And because my parents loved me and saw something in me, they gave me a new beginning. And this is the way that God is with us. See, after we are established by God, we have to overcome. Thank God he is a loving, kind, and generous God. He does not give up on us easily. See, we have to keep our thinking right. We can't think that others are worse sinners than us. We must repent so God will give us another chance, and we must overcome. See, God the Father, through his Son Christ Jesus, is doing everything it takes to save those whom he has called. And Christ is willing to leave the 99 to save the one. And when he finds us, we accept God's will, we become joyful as he leads us. See, God gives us a chance after chance, so no one is lost, so we can receive mercy. We must take every chance the Lord gives us seriously. We can't become a person who starts speaking on our own, who seek honor for ourselves after we've been established by God. We must work for honor from the one who made us a person of truth. We must keep God's word standing firm in faith. We can't defile ourselves. We have been established by God. See, in times past, you and I, we walked in ignorance. We turned from what God has called us into. And we must remember why God the Father sent his Son into the world, why Christ Jesus suffered for us, and why God's Spirit grieves intensely. He is a God of chances. And we must repent and turn to the Lord so our sins are forgiven, so our time of refreshing comes, so we complete our purpose in Christ Jesus. So we don't walk in what God established. We can't claim ignorance now. We've been called, we've been taught, we've been appointed. We must remain established as proof of our life in Christ Jesus. Go with me to Acts chapter 17, verses 30 to 31. God has given us every chance so we don't continue in sin. So we can come to be established in his Son, Christ Jesus. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 to 31 says, "In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. See, God has given us every chance to establish our faith in His Son, Christ Jesus. And we must walk in the grace of God has given us. So, and not think of ourselves more highly than we should, but think soberly about ourselves in accordance to the measure of faith that God has given us. See, God has established a way. He's given us a chance. And we must remain established and firm in faith and not be moved from the hope we have been given in the gospel. We will be presented whole in God's sight, without blemish, free from accusation if we remain in His love. God has given us a chance to be reconciled to Him through Christ Jesus. And each one of us has a chance now. We have to prepare our mind for actions and be self-controlled and set our hope fully on the grace given to us when we accept Christ Jesus. We have to be obedient, not conform to the sinful desires we had when we lived in ignorance of God's Word, Son, and Spirit. We have to come to Christ Jesus. We have a responsibility to receive and obey. We must stay awake. Christ is coming like a thief. We don't know the hour of the day when He will return. We must take seriously the new beginning God has granted us through His Son, Christ Jesus. We have to change our life and walk by faith. See, those who the Lord loves, He gives of a new beginning. He rebukes and disciplines us in His love so we understand that this new beginning has been established by God. See, God gives us another chance so we can conform to God's word and ways. And if we overcome, the Lord will give us the right to sit with Him on His throne. We have a new beginning to be with the Lord. We can't waste it. We have a chance to accept God's offering. He says, no one who pours new wineskin in an old wineskin. The new wine will burst the skin. The new wine must be poured in the new wineskin. See, God has offered us a new beginning. And we must be willing to put on the new beginning that God has given us, to put on our new self and walk in what God has created, what God has established in us. Our beginning in Christ Jesus began when He was buried with Him through baptism so we can be accepted into a new life with Christ, thus unifying us in Christ in death so we're unified in Christ in His resurrection. We must take our new beginning seriously with Christ Jesus and accepting what God is offering us. We have to accept our life in Christ Jesus, not boasting of ourselves, but seeing the world as something we've been crucified to. Nothing matters but our new creation in Christ Jesus. See, God has offered us peace and mercy if we accept what His word ways is speaking to us and bear it in our bodies as a mark of Christ. See, God gave us a way to receive a new beginning, but it does require us to walk in the ways of God. We must rid ourselves of anger and rage and malice and slander and filthy language. We cannot be a person who lies, but we must put on our new self offered to us in Christ Jesus. It's a new beginning for us. It's a new start for us. Go with me to Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. See, the new beginning God is offering through Christ comes with a few conditions that we must accept and follow. Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 to 10 says, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these, rage and anger and malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've been taken off the old self with the practice that put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of your Creator. See, we have a chance to live a new life now, given to us through a new and living way, open for us through the curtain that was the body of Christ Jesus. We have to draw closer to God with a sincere heart full of assurance in our faith, having our hearts sprinkled with Christ's blood to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, having our bodies washed in pure water so we remain in God. We have a new beginning. We've been established by God. Give thanks to God the Father in Christ Jesus for showing us great mercy, for giving us a new beginning, for giving us a new birth into a living hope that through the resurrection of Christ Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for you offered us an inheritance that will never spoil or perish or fade away, kept in heaven for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to accept the offer. It's a new beginning. It's a new start. Not something we can take lightly. See, in the beginning, God laid his plan through his son, Christ Jesus. He revealed his plan, and now each one of us must accept the offer through Christ. It's like seeing an offer but not reading what you get out of it, or overlooking what it takes to make it valid. In God's word, he lays out the offer, the promise, all it and all its requirements, which we must accept. Not only do we have to accept the offer, we must come to live by the requirements that's in that offer, so we can fulfill the things in there, so God can validate that offer on the day of judgment. So we have to live in a way so the offer from God is valid in us. Holding on to truth. So when the offer is fulfilled, we partake in its benefits. So we keep the faith. We keep to the path. We look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, a new home for the righteous. Lord, we hear you. We accept the offer. We accept your word. We accept your son. We accept your experience. We accept our new beginning in you. Help us overcome. Give us a chance to keep your hand open and partaking of the hidden manna that's in you, God, so we could receive a white stone with our name written on it. We must always remember our beginning with the Lord, the day the Lord accepted us, the day that we accepted God's word and ways into our hearts. Praise God. From the beginning, God planned a way for those who love him and his word to be saved. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus came from the Father, full of grace and mercy, to give us a chance. Thank you, Jesus. From the beginning, God planned a path for those who would come to believe, fear, and love the Lord. Time and time again, we've denied God and what he's offered us. For our own desires, for the things we want. See, we rejected the new beginning. We rejected the new start. See, we liked the sound of it. It sounded good, and we wanted it. But the minute we understood the requirements and conditions by which we have to live, we rejected it because we wanted our own plans. We wanted to establish our own self. We didn't want to be established by God. We tried to make a way for ourselves without God. But life has a way of bringing us to a point where we start to cry out to God for another chance to know him better, to be established in his will and his way and his son and his spirit and his word. We have to take the chance the Lord gives us seriously and accept our new beginning in Christ Jesus. And don't turn from the left or right, but be established in God in everything we do. We must accept what God has offered us. We must walk in his ways and all his requirements and all his commandments. Loving the Lord with all our heart, mind, spirit, body, and soul. Accepting God's word, son, and spirit. So we are standing in God's path when all his promises are fulfilled. Partaking of the benefits of the promise. From the beginning to the end. God has made a way for us to come, to be saved, to walk in his mercy and grace. And you and I must accept the offer. It's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for our families. It's a new beginning for all that we pray for, that we come to know God for ourselves. Yes, Lord, I accept your offer. I accept the new beginning. I understand I can't walk in my old ways anymore, God. Now I understand this new beginning comes with a new path, a new way that I cannot mix the two together, God. I have to put the things in the past behind me, as Paul says, and walk in the newness of God. Walking what God has offered me and take hold of it and put it into my heart and put it into my mind so it just remains there so I can get through and overcome the things that's of this world. So I stand in my new beginning. And when God comes and sends his son, Christ Jesus, we will see that we're benefited, that we're able to walk into the kingdom of God, knowing that God has shown us grace and mercy. And you and I have stuck to the path. We remember that new beginning. I remember the day, Lord, when you called. I remember the day, Lord, when you touched my heart. I remember when you gave me a new start. God, I have to remember that day the rest of my lives. No matter what trial and tribulation come my way, I have to remember I got a new start in Christ Jesus. God has given me a new beginning. I must establish myself in that. Even though things around me may be trouble and issues and catastrophes around me, I've been established. You and I are firm in Christ Jesus. We're established. We in our new beginning, and we must stay there, stay to the path, hold on tight all the way to the end. God will benefit and bless our lives and show us grace and mercy all along the way as we overcome. And we walk into the kingdom of God, receiving all the benefits of God. All the promises of God will be bestowed and poured into our lives because we stuck to that beginning that God gave us and we held on to it all the way to the end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all you do for us. Thank you for our new beginning. Thank you for our new start. May we establish ourselves in your ways and way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.